This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
And my very special guest on Bent Notes tonight is described as a charismatic and charming award-winning saxophonist. She's from the UK, visiting Australia to perform in a couple of festivals and club gigs in a couple of weeks' time. She appears to have a permanent smile from what I've seen and exudes so much enthusiasm and energy that it puts the rest of us, I reckon, to shame. It's my pleasure to bid a very warm Bent Notes welcome to Yolanda Brown.
Oh, that's a lovely introduction. Hello.
Hello, Yolanda. Thank you so much for talking to us over here in Victoria.
No, thank you so much for calling in. I'm looking forward to getting over there soon. We've got such fond memories of Australia, so we can't wait. Bring back some more music for you.
Excellent. Now, I did notice while I was doing a bit of research that your energy in children's television is very evident, and in particular Yolanda's band jam. Tell me a little bit of the program and why it's so important for children.
Well, for me, music is such a powerful tool, whether it be to educate or whether it be something that people relax to or just want to have fun and dance and just express themselves. And so, you know, music education as well is very important to me. So it's wonderful to be in our third series now of Yolanda's Band Jam and bringing live music across all genres to a younger audience and just allowing them to really get to know musicians, what they enjoy about music, and also, of course, have a good old dance, which is a really good thing that we do in the studio. And actually, it's a great time here in England. We just did our first Yolanda's Band Jam live on stage with 2,000 children in the audience.
Oh, wow, what
and
an audience.
Really well, so we're looking forward to bringing that to you too.
Oh, that'll be amazing. So what is it? Do you find that different children respond differently to different genres, or do they just lap it all up?
No, that's what I love about it. They just enjoy music as a whole, you know. And for me, I grew up with such an eclectic mix of music. My dad has an amazing record collection from classical to ska and reggae through to rock and folk. And so for me, music was just music. It was only when I became an artist then people would ask, you know, what genre do you play? When actually I want to play all of them. Why did I have to choose? And so the wonderful thing for children is they don't ask. You know, as long as it makes me move and as long as it makes me happy, then I'm all for it. So it's very refreshing that we can do anything and play any style of music together, which is great.
Now, I do see that you're taking a star-studded visit journey to the moon in the near future.
Yes, we did this summer for the prom. We had a CBeebies prom that we went all the way to the moon. And, you know, it's just wonderful to see young people so enthusiastic about music, but also the parents being able to see their children, you know, really just letting themselves go and enjoying it. You always hear from the parents, I haven't seen them dance like that. I haven't seen them so engaged. And, you know, that's what it's all about, and creating great memories.
And for parents, it's great to see their kids getting involved and enjoying something as in a sense, as simple as music.
Absolutely. And then you see it filter back through, you see, because then the parents relax and the parents start enjoying it, and it might be a style of music that they've never thought of too. Yeah, I see it sort of filtering back round to my adult music, actually, and an audience that are coming to the shows now who discovered me from Yolanda's Band Jam and then realise that actually there's something that we could have a date night and go and enjoy music too. So
wonderful.
It all works together.
That is absolutely marvellous, Yolanda, to think that you do a show for children and then all of a sudden you've got all these other fans coming to see you play what you might call
exactly
adult music. But is there any difference between music for children and music for adults?
No, there isn't. And, you know, it's been really interesting in this past 3 years of doing the children's concerts, so to speak. But the gap is really closing in because the parents love the music as much as the children. And really, what I've always told my audience at my grown-up shows, if that's the way to put it, is that, you know, just enjoy yourself for this evening. It's 2 hours Don't think, is it jazz enough, or, you know, is it going to be, am I going to understand it? Just let yourself relax, first of all. Let's create a lovely environment here, and let's just enjoy being together for the evening. And then you realize then it doesn't matter if I'm in a jazz club, if I'm in a theatre, if I'm in a massive field, a festival, I'm just going to have a really great time. And so the gap is closing now. I think the grown-ups are realising they can just enjoy themselves. I think we think about it too much.
I think you're right there. We should be able to just sit down and relax and enjoy something and not have
just
to then not categorise everything to little tiny boxes.
Exactly that. And it's not possible now, you know. For me, and the album Love Politics War is a mix of reggae, jazz and soul predominantly. And that's my natural rhythm. That's what I found. And so, you know, I do have an audience that would come to a jazz club. And I'm saying, you know, if you want to get up and dance, I have no problem with that. They won't chuck you out of here. If you want to get up and dance, you get up and dance. You want to sing along, sing along. And, yeah, it's just do what feels natural. I think we should be allowed to do so in such a fast-paced world now.
Oh, we need that opportunity to that outlet to get out there and let our hair down and let that stress out. And what better way to do it than with music?
Exactly that. You've got it. You understand it.
Now I'm a little confused though, because I have heard that you've described your music as posh reggae.
Yes, well, this is for all of the times and interviews where they ask me, but what genre do you play?
Yeah.
And it actually started in Australia. I remember coming to Melbourne about 4 years ago now. And, you know, I also say to you, especially in a jazz club setting, you know, if you've got a question for me, I don't mind. You can ask me while we're doing the concert. You know, it's like you're in my living room. So one day we were playing in Melbourne and somebody put their hand up. Oh. Oh, well, I did say you could. Let's answer this. I'll play later. And they said, you know, what genre is this? And I said, well, there is a box, as we've just said, you know. I just enjoy playing music that works for me, and most of the music is improvised. So we kind of know where we're going to start, and then we just let the mood take us, as you say. And so in the end, I said, well, you know, it is based in reggae. We've got some soul, and we've definitely got some jazz. And so I'm going to call it posh reggae. it just kind of took off from there. And then I said, oh, if I had a T-shirt with posh reggae on, would you want one? And if I'm like, yes.
I noticed so them. They're beautiful.
With the posh reggae T-shirts, exactly. And, it's kind of taken off from there. So if I have to put myself in a box, that's the box I'm going to put myself in. That's the genre.
Well, it's a lovely one because you can define it yourself, whichever way you like to define it.
Whichever way, exactly, yeah. Exactly. The sides are very, very open, which is lovely. And, you know, it's just...
I do love the crown on the logo of your T-shirt as well.
Thank you. Well, the thing is, you know, we do feel very sophisticated. We've still got the jazz in there. And so it's really nice to sort of feel regal and feel like we're allowed to do what we want to do. But in the end, it's sunshine music. It's music for people to smile to and enjoy.
Exactly. And that's the important thing. Now, you are coming to Australia. You'll be at the Port Fairy Jazz Folk Festival over 3 days.
Yes.
Then you're coming to Melbourne to do a few show or club gigs, which will be great. And then you're off to the Blue Mountains in New South Wales.
Exactly. Oh, no, I'm really looking forward to it. We went to Port Fairy the year before last and just had such an amazing time. So it's wonderful to be able to return there again. And then, yes, we've got some new locations as well. And all the dates are on my website, yolandabrown.com.
They are indeed.
So then, you can please come and meet us up. Send me a message on social media. I'll answer you and let you know where we're going to be. But no, myself and the band are really, really excited to be coming back.
And will all the gigs be based around the album?
They are, yes. We've got some new music to bring to you too. But yeah, based on the Love Politics War album, the first track on the album is called Million Billion Love. And so we're calling it the Million Billion Love Tour because it's just all about spreading good energy, good vibes, and lots of love. And I think, the world we're living in now, you switch on the news and it's all very confusing.
Oh, it is indeed.
So we just want to, we just want to have a great time. Come and see us and relax. And it's all about spreading the love.
It is indeed. Yolanda, thank you so much for your time tonight, or this morning in your time.
It is this morning, but I'm going to put myself on the Melbourne time now.
It has been a real pleasure to chat to you. And I, as I said, I'm looking forward to seeing you live in the Jazz Club gig here in Melbourne. And I have no doubt that the festival shows are going to be so much fun for everyone down in Port Ferrier or up in the Blue Mountains that no one will want to stay away.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot. And as I say, we're so excited and I look forward to meeting you too. It's going to be a great time.
That will be fantastic, Yolanda. And I think you've given me a fantastic opportunity to play a beautiful piece called Million Billion Love.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.